listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Lips, Inc., Funky Town here on Trail Mix. Gray with you halfway through the morning show, 6 to 10 every weekday, 80s, 90s, and now. Five in a row to start the hour, a six-pack in the middle of it. That means four in a row to continue here. Rihanna, Culture Club, Kim Carnes, and the Goo Goo Dolls up next. Then I want to discuss with you what might be the invention of the perfect summer cookout food. For now, here's Only Girl, Rihanna, on Trail Mix.
Thinking of me.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Her hair is hollow. I should turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff size. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home with her appetite. She'll lay you on the throne. Got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unease you just to please you. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna. Moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. I just want you to know.
That's the Goo Goo Dolls on Trail Mix with Iris. What finer mark of there is it that there's that summer is upon us than when someone shouts across a nice green lawn, "Hey, broader hot dog! We got burgers too." I'm usually a burger guy, then brat, then hot dog. But some days the hot dog is just the right choice. And I think that's only the right choice if I look at the grill before I make my decision. Because if I'm just being asked that, not looking at the grill, I'm probably going burger. It's the safest option. Not all brats are created equal, but most of them are good. That hot dog is the dark horse option. But alongside all of these things, you can almost guarantee there's going to be some chips, and we're in Wisconsin, so there is going to be some beer. Well, Pringles and Miller Lite have teamed up for some new chips flavors that I might call the perfect summer cookout food. Starting next month in May, be on the lookout for beer can chicken and grilled beer brat flavored Pringles. Harder to say than you might think. The beer can chicken supposedly tastes like roasted chicken with notes of garlic and onion, while beer brat Pringles have grilled brat flavor, enhanced with, quote, black pepper, caramelized onion, and brown spice, end quote. I don't know what brown spice means. We're going to Google. Not RuneScape. I'm not playing RuneScape. Brown spice. It's one of the four spices used on stew to make spicy stew. We are still looking at video games. Yep, I can't find anything in the real world referred to as brown spice. Here's a list of homemade Moroccan spice blend, including a lot of spices that are brown. But, like, I could have told you that there are brown spices, smoked paprika, cloves, even some pepper you could call brown. Cayenne is a reddish brown. Cinnamon is pretty, like, what are we talking about here? What is brown spice? I want to know because I want to know if I want to eat these chips all summer long and subsist off them for 3 months. I need to make informed decisions. Pringles, Miller Lite, let me know what's going on. Actually, I know what's going on. More music. We're Trail Mix. Stay tuned. 8 o'clock hour. A little bit of sports, a little bit of fun here on a weird day with no football info. Let's just be real. We're Trail Mix. Check the weather up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
This message is sponsored by Wiscaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wiscaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at Wiscaregiver.com.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Times have changed for turkey hunters. They used to just dress up in camo, sit under a tree, and use their little box call to try and bring in a tom. Not anymore. They've become high-tech, and I'll tell you how, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Turkey hunters are going all out these days to bring a tom in close enough to shoot. One turkey hunter I know uses 3 hen decoys out in the field to try and lure in toms, along with multiple calls. He'll have a call in his mouth. He'll have one in his hand. He'll have 2 or 3 sitting next to him. He'll make it seem like those turkeys out there, the decoys that he's planted, are talking to each other. And if he hears a tom in the distance, he'll grab his tom gobbler and shake it, trying to get that tom to compete for those hens that are sitting out there. So it's a multiple call scenario now. It's multiple decoy scenario now. The camo has gotten to be incredibly good. All of this to bring that one tom in close enough to get a shot. I think it's great. I think the more that we can do to lure those toms in tight, the better. You want a good shot. As far as I'm concerned, you want to use everything that you have at your disposal to get every opportunity that you deserve when in the field. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers, even a thunder shower possible. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. Our low dropping into the 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with steady temperatures in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Couple of blues run wild by you.
Fleetwood Mac here on Trail Mix. That was Hold Me halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, following Belinda Carlisle with Mad About You. More music coming up. Then we will expose you to some football info this hour. Bit of a deep dive on Travis Hunter, the two-way player you've heard of, because he is a two-way player. What does that mean? What could it mean for other teams? Who makes the most sense, at least in my opinion, to draft somebody like that? Will he even play two ways? Like I said, bit of a deep dive coming up, but not before Simple Minds, DeBarge, Cyndi Lauper, all up next on Trail Mix. Here's Don't You Forget About Me.
Trail Mix 103.1, available on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free.
Well,
Show with Greg Gunderson.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Trail Mix 103.1. Five Bears agree. For music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
Is nothing new. Flashback. second hand unwind. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting.
Cyndi Lauper here on Trail Mix, time after time. And time after time we talk football, so here we are again. I wanted to really dive deep into Travis Hunter, the two-way wide receiver corner combo from Colorado. I want to dive into a couple aspects of it, the historical context of two-way players, teams who might be able to be interested in that kind of player, whether it's worth trying to do or whether this might be the hot new trend. So let's dive in. Two-way players, I think a lot of us know, were more common in the early days of the game. In fact, back in the earliest days, all players were two-way. It's almost unheard of, though, in the modern era due to specialization that didn't exist before, at least not in the same way, and the sheer physical toll of the game. Maybe the most famous recent example, funny enough, is Deion Sanders. Hunter's coach at Colorado played both cornerback and a little wide receiver, though he was a little bit more about returning than actually being on offense. He did play a fair amount of offense, though. Charles Woodson also played occasionally, but only in specific packages. Players like Julian Edelman are notable because they switched from quarterback to wide receiver and even occasionally played defense, but none of these guys were considered full two-way players like the guys of old. Frankly, not every team has the creativity or the flexibility or even the need to utilize a two-way player. You're looking for a franchise that, I mean, ideally is rebuilding simply because they are able to get the most out of a double player like this, but also has a progressive coaching staff willing to experiment. Teams like Arizona, multiple picks in the first round, rebuild, and they need help everywhere on the field. There's also the Patriots, known historically for unique personnel packages, even though Belichick is gone. One of his formerly coached players, Mike Vrabel, is there, and the culture of versatility is something I expect will continue. Finally, there are teams like the 49ers or the Lions, forward-thinking teams that love hybrid players. Ben Johnson comes to mind. The Bears might actually be on the list in an unexpected way simply because of Ben Johnson himself. All this begs the question, though, can a two-way player even play two ways for 17 games? Frankly, we don't know. This is the biggest hurdle for Hunter. He played around 100 snaps per game at Colorado, which is unheard of, but the NFL isn't college. The players are bigger, faster, and they're more intense. Two-way means more injury risk, means you're more tired when you are on the field, and those things combined, plus all the other factors, might really limit his long-term effectiveness through the season, let alone through his career. So finally, I wanted to ask myself, is this a new trend? Will we see more of these? Yes, absolutely. Travis Hunter will make it more popular for players to try this, but if he flops, don't expect much more than a bit of a puff in the wind. If he's drafted high and he succeeds in the role, it could change scouting, player evaluation, prospects, and how they're looked at. Players who dominate both ways may no longer be forced to specialize. There's an interesting idea. Maybe those players would be sort of a special class of players, but that comes with a whole host of questions. If he flops or is forced to stick to one side, teams are going to treat it like a novelty, though. Fun to talk about, not something that we're willing to risk millions on. You could get any version of this. It could be anything, and it depends a lot on what team he's coming to, but expect the conversations between Hunter and the team that drafts him to be part of the early post-draft off-season news cycle. You know, let's say that it's the Jaguars who draft him somehow. Okay, you're going to hear a lot about conversations between Travis Hunter and Shad Khan, and you may hear that Travis isn't getting what he wants out of the team and that he's threatening to hold out. A holdout sounds reasonable in this scenario. No, it sounds like Travis is quite set on playing both ways, but he hasn't drawn a line in the sand. He hasn't said, I won't play if a team doesn't let me. Will he do that if somebody threatens? There's a reason my sports motto, my one and only enduring repeated motto about sports will always be, we'll see. Thanks for joining me to talk about football here in the second half of the 8 o'clock hour on Trail Mix. Check of the Weather is up next. More music coming up.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Allstate Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Allstate Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and/or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Allstate Wealth.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate. Like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style. And 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick at Macy's Easter Sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers, even a thundershower possible. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, our low dropping into the 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with steady temperatures in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Secrets I couldn't keep. Promise myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself astray. Runaway train. Should be getting somewhere, somehow neither here.
get so jaded. Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am, just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut and dry. Day and night, earth and sky. Somehow I just don't believe it. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. At the rain, a little out of touch, little insane. It's just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Runaway train. Track. Runaway train burning in my face. Runaway, but it always seems the same.
Heaven is defined in motion.
listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.